were your thoughts about the presentation that Rich Goldberg did at ASCO looking at, I guess it was the tolerance of chemotherapy in older patients?
Again, I think this is an important question to ask, but from my view, it's not so much about elderly, non-elderly, because I think the overall take-home message is the elderly can take this therapy.
Is that what your take was from those data?
Yes, pretty much.
I mean, I think that's what it showed.
Right.
I guess the main issue there was these were people who were treated on trials.
Exactly. That, to me, tells you they're not particularly frail. And so it still begs the question, if you have an elderly person who has comorbidities, who has heart disease, some renal insufficiency, some diabetes that's not particularly well controlled, their social situation may not be conducive. I mean, there's a big difference between an elderly person who has a husband with Alzheimer's disease, as opposed to somebody who has extended family nearby, the daughter and, you know, the husband both come with them to the clinic. There's a lot of watching of things.
Although there's also the 90-year-old who can beat his son in tennis, which is my father.
Absolutely. And so you do look at that patient differently than someone who has a lot of other problems. So a case I've recently had is a woman who's 72. Now, she isn't what you'd call very elderly, but she's over 70. And I haven't blinked in terms of offering her capecitabine oxaliplatin. It's interesting. She came to me because she had real aversion to a two-day infusional pump as part of her treatment.
That had been presented to her previously?
Correct. So she had surgery at an outside institution in Houston. She was seen by a medical oncologist who said, well, you're going to get 2 days every 2 weeks. And she, for whatever reason, said, boy, I don't like the idea of this, and came to me and said, is this something I absolutely have to do? And I said, well, this is the standard, but we've been willing in patients in this situation to offer them an alternative in the form of capecitabine oxaliplatin.
It's interesting. That sounds like a pretty proactive older patient.
Correct.
Not quite the exact same mold that you just described before. About what age do you start really questioning whether you want to use oxali or not?
Probably around 75. Again, the issue is not so much age as frailty, but those things often go hand in hand. I don't recall someone 75 recently for adjuvant therapy.